Social media marketing, as I told you earlier, it's a community-led collective platform where when the marketing is applied, what you create is a social media marketing. And therefore, tools like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. helps you to not only post your content, but at the same time create a marketing campaign, because they offer you that sponsored advertisement, this thing. So that's what they offer you, paid ad. Your content is your organic post, etc. On that same platform, you can create an influencer collaboration so that overall you reach out many people and gather positive vibes for your brand. And the product and the utility for your product may come out. Nike uses social media very effectively, but they do it in such a cohesive manner that they sync the story of the athletes with surrounding their product launches or some viral event is happening. So they merge things in such a way, they sync it so well that both when happen, they balance each other out and they really lift the story. So that's what the social media marketing. Email marketing, here it's like a targeted group of customers. You have profiled them, you have their email identity, or they have already willingly given you their email ID. So like when I go to say HubSpot, I have given willingly my email IDs, you know, to get regular update, or Gillette for that matter, Raymond's. So now with that, what do you do? So that's what is that email marketing. You have a profile now created. Now this profile should be used effectively. If I do here, of course, Airbnb example is given. But if I give you my idea, I have subscribed to Raymond's 3 decades back. Now that's the time when I started working and professionally started wearing blazers, etc. That time for almost 2-3 decades, they started feeding me with various things happening on the blazer and the front on that, various changes of the ties and various, you know, a scarf use and the blazer and blah, blah. I have upgraded my knowledge. I've used many of them. But nowadays, at this stage of my life where I am 55 plus, they have, through my date of birth or something, they have determined that this person will have son or daughter in family and they must be marriageable age. And nowadays, since about last 2-3 years, I am fed more with wedding ensembles. So you see that my awareness about what I may get from Raymond's when the wedding is due in the, you know, family is now high. So a probability of me using them also goes up. So likewise, pay-per-click, very quickly, I have explained you what is pay-per-click. Various social medias, various platforms offer you that as a provision. Here, only when the customer clicks it, you have to pay for it. But that's not the case here. Point to understand is that you create high visibility. You induce customer to click it. In a way, when you do that, you engage better. And when you engage better, possibility of converting into lead and lead to customer is very high. Therefore, the return on investment goes high and in your favor. Here they have given the example of Lyft is a company provides car and bikes, pickup, etc. And they have given you that, which is present even in very select cities in India also. And there they are trying to attract riders to use their services using Google Ads as a platform. So that's what pay-per-click. Influencer marketing, there are so many influencers one can take that. These influencers have created their own niche. Some have been very popular among fashion industry, some known for the sari brand, some known for the ornamental, some known for the food. So now they being there, when they create their profile and when they promote themselves, many millions join them as a follower. You will often see them 1 million, you know, they publish that success. Now, having achieved that, there are brands who want to connect those kind of followers. They approach you and then they seek your intervention. And through you releasing the promotional messages, etc., you create a positive message delivery among your target customers. So that's what they have been doing it. A lot of influencer marketing has really got a boost. Coming to data-driven marketing, a little complex, but here, the best part of digital marketing is real-time data is available. Now, that requires the data analytics to be used. When you use data analytics, decision-making becomes more objective. You are able to take decision based on what your data talks to you about in terms of change in behavior, change in buying pattern, change in payment methodology, what is happening, channel change, etc. So all those things reveal to you when you do the in-depth data analysis using data analytics tools, and therefore you are then able to personalize the marketing. Personalize, when I say, for the certain set of customers who are repeat buyers, do something, who are not very frequent buyers, do certain different set of promotion, who are your loyal customers, do a different set of customer, you know, promotion. So that kind of a feasibility can be arrived, the decision, that strategic, this thing, possible only through the data-driven marketing. Example of Netflix is given, so true. They read, I know that they read my viewing habits, and accordingly they promote the kind of a film or soap operas, etc., so that I get more engaged with Netflix. That's the this thing, you know. So that's a data-driven marketing. So with various tools that are on the platform that I have explained you, we get into understanding the introduction to an effective digital marketing plan. So now you have to develop your plan. You have understood what is strategy. Plan is a far larger perspective. So what is that? So let's understand, first of all, digital marketing plan, what it is. It's like a creating a connect with your customer through a known preferred channel for which you create your approach. That's the digital marketing plan. When you do that, you are not only defining the platforms and the tools, but you are also defining what is a goal for which you are using, what is an objective of using it, what should be your expected deliverables that sets your key performance indicators. So these are the natural benefits that you get when you develop a plan, and you know exactly in what tool or what platform what to talk about, whether to talk product, whether to engage with the product, whether to compel them action. All these things can be visualized and factored in your digital plan. So with that as a gist overview, we enter into understanding it a little better. Digital marketing plan starts with your clearly defining the objective that you want to achieve at the end of your digital strategy implementation. Of course, it will have a time frame which could be short term, which could be long term, okay, or maybe year or three kind of thing. Generally, when you say plan, it is a yearly plan. It helps you to know who's your set of customers, what are their digital touch points, integrate that into your digital marketing plan in a way that you sync overall your strategy, digital tools and platforms in such a way that customer often get to see you, gets attracted to you, you draw his attention, create a compelling interest in you, and create an engagement with you. All those things will have measuring impact, and in a sense, all those things will help you to know what is working for you, what is not working for you, and once you take a corrective action, the optimization will take place. So now I'm getting into a section where importance of holistic digital marketing plan. Holistic versus earlier that word was not there, but idea is we understand the importance. There I help you understand what is digital marketing plan. We understand now what is the importance of it. Now when you say the plan, you have to cover various aspects in detail. Plan has to start with set objectives, the goals, then the current status, then the analysis of the current status, what worked for you, what didn't work for you, and then you get into putting your change, whether you are moving what part of your conventional marketing budget to online, then from online again you have various tools available. So how are you adjusting your resources, etc. So it's a complete layout that you have to create, keeping ongoing competitive environment, ongoing business environment, opportunities in the environment, the threats in the environment, okay, and then align all your use of resource, that is the budget, in such a way that you are able to get the maximum out of your budget, you achieve your business goal. That's a one significant importance of digital marketing plan. That's why it matters, so to say. Here, what do you do? So it's like multiple strategies are unified. Strategy on digital, online strategy on digital content, strategy on digital pay-per-click, you are able to unify them to achieve your single business objective. You are creating a seamless communication. When customer comes across them through a different platform that he is interacting with, either attention gets created, interest gets built, desire is generated, call to action is compelled upon. So overall, seamless communication will create those kind of impact on your target customers. And overall, being digital, a lot of flexibility, and you are able to change your entire digital landscape based on the change in the market that is taking place. Now, comprehensiveness of the coverage is very critical in the digital marketing plan. So it should include various tools, social media, SEO, email, and many more that we have covered. No customer touchpoint should be overlooked. When I say customer touchpoints, every interaction or point of interaction that customer has with you. So like earlier, to book an airline ticket, we have to call or go to an airline office or an airline agent and book it. Then came the era of email. So we started emailing our need. He books a ticket and sends you. Now you are online. So you can book it, or even if you give an order to your, the agent, he must be booking online. And then various boarding pass and various things starts coming into your inbox, etc. So how that a brand ensures that digital plan is so comprehensive that it doesn't miss out on any touch point that a customer is willing and is interacting with you. Once you achieve that, the visibility of the brand across the platform will go up. So comprehensiveness of the coverage is very critical. And therefore, comprehensiveness means all the tools, social medias, etc., the platforms. By doing that, you are creating a multi-channel presence. So you will be on social media, you have your content which will attract different genre, you are on a professional networking site like LinkedIn, you have your website which is very dynamic, you have your video channel on YouTube you've created which is attracting different type of people. So likewise, you have page on Facebook, so you are able to see, pull out desired nature of people to become your follower, and this consistent interaction in all stage of customer journey. So you are providing a reason for him to come to you. So the moment my Delhi trip with Air India decided, suppose, then right from getting my boarding pass, getting my flight detail, getting an SMS informing me which gate, all these things started. Okay, arrive before so much. They guide me through what is allowed, has to be inside the baggage, what is cabin baggage allowance, not allowed, all those things. So it's like overall I feel I am attended to. So here they have given Coca-Cola share a Coke campaign, utilize multiple digital channels. So here it's like, they were promoting that whenever there is a next opportunity of joy or a celebration, share a Coke. So that's what they were encouraging people. And they've used multiple social digital medias to their success, as you can see out here. Next is cohesive effort towards business goal. Very important aspect of good digital marketing plan. It should symbolize a cohesive efforts binding the business goals. So what it involves, it's like your various strategic aspects towards digital property and tool should have unified and should support one business objective. Okay, it integrates efforts to work towards shared goal. Now once that is done, each one will know what is supposed to be achieved and how. That will create a unification rather than people working disjointly in different direction. Here cohesiveness will come, that will lead to efficiency. Okay, so fragmentation of efforts will turn into culmination of collective pursuit. So you see that effectiveness will be better. Key points to note is, drives business goals like sales, brand awareness and customer loyalty. So when you are able to achieve this, you get a mileage on these three important parameters. Unifies efforts across digital channel. You will get a unified clarity. When you plan, you get a clarity. How my first release in, say, social media will get me what, and then I move to more professional media, then I announce on this, or then my YouTube film. You are able to create a unified approach to tapping various digital platforms and the channels. And overall, when you continuously do this, you are building your long-term growth and your sustainability is ensured. Here they've given Nike as integrates product launches across various social media websites and all when there is a significant sporting event, etc. is happening, and their brand ambassador is into it. So that's how they create this. So as you can see, this Nike campaign. Enhanced efficiency and impact. So what it brings for you, coordinates marketing activity to eliminate redundancy. So efficiency is a result of input to output ratio. Now when you are a clarity, redundancy will not be considered. So that clarity will help you to do what is you are supposed to do and will stop you from not doing what you are not supposed to do. So that's what is a very critical aspect of it. Optimizes resources and boost overall impact. Here resource utilization will take place in a very optimal manner. You have studied the positiveness, negativeness of various platforms, tools, past experiences are there. And then last but not the least, overall one hand, the result will improve. So cost per lead, and that way your cost will start coming down. That will improve the profitability. Total cost also can come down. The other way to look at cost reduction is cost per acquisition of lead, cost per acquisition of a customer, cost for retaining. All those things, if it also goes down, that itself is a reduction in the cost. So that's how the efficiency and impact can be increased. So what need to be remembered is you have to have a very streamlined process to determine your digital media goal, digital media objective, digital media deliverables, etc. And then you get to get into planning, etc. You should be clear as to what is the ultimate that you are expected to achieve. So all this thing will help you to maximize your return on investment. Allocate money where it is required and remove the duplication, redundancy and duplication. So here they have given you Airbnb uses data-driven insight to optimize marketing across the channels. So they constantly monitor, like Netflix, that earlier example, they constantly monitor how various things are changing on their platform. So then accordingly, they redirect their media energy. Another aspect in the marketing plan, digital marketing plan is consistent brand messaging, wherein it requires consistency, means periodicity with which you come in. You have to ensure that all platforms have some consistency, maybe whatever period that you decide, but then stick to it. When you do that, trust will emerge. Customer will start relying on you. And that way the brand identity will start building. And core values of the brand will emerge. What you stand for, etc. will come out clearly. What you deliver. So those things. And then the key point to achieve this is, it unifies the voice and tone across the marketing channel. Now, when you create a consistent communication, tonality, voice, etc., the message being standard, you know, you are able to then create that unification. And unification is like a punch. You know, it really creates an impact. Strengthens brand recall and recognition. So, see, messages to be read only once. After that, only just a glimpse of it is also going to recall the message in your mind. So, digital... this thing, when they come out with more such creative stuff, you don't have to read the complete message. You will come to know the message. Nahi to mehenga padega Amazon Fresh. You know, he comes into different thing, but you know ultimately what he's going to tell you. Nahi to mehenga padega Manoj Bajpayee, if you recall. So that's what is the power of recall recognition, enhances customer loyalty through a consistent experience. So that being the case, loyalty is like, doesn't come overnight, you know, it's like decades and decades, you know, kind of thing, association. Now that doesn't build overnight. You have to really nurture it. That is what has come out of the experience that you continue to provide. Okay, example is Apple maintains consistent messaging across websites, social media, and email. So they create a very unified approach to when things should get released, what should get released, how much time it should get released. So those aspects they really value and really follow that principle. So as a result, people are so glued to their platforms. You see that power. Agility in a dynamic digital landscape, this being a very critical thing, you have to be agile. You have to run faster one step than the best. So that being the case, you must know on the top of your this thing what is changing in the digital world, both in terms of tools and the platforms. What will it give it to you in your marketing drive? What brings a new things for you? What can you try new things, etc. That how can you utilize to create responsive consumer behavior, because ultimately call to action is very important. So that being the case, agility is very, very prime importance. Here, to be successful in that way, flexibility is a buzzword. You cannot be rigid about it. You cannot be so demanding. Why this is not working? I need to know. Like early days in the conventional marketing manager used to afford to demand explanation. Here, what is important is move on. Real data is indicating something which is not working for you. Move on. What more can you do? What can you do differently now? That's what is the agility. Okay. You have noticed a trend coming in which will mature to this level. So can you do something in the available time? That's an agility. Okay. Quickly adjust to algorithm changes and market shifts, etc. When you are agile, you are able to respond well in time. Okay. It will always keep your marketing strategies fresh because you are continuously looking at it, modifying it, so that you remain constantly competitive. You do not allow competition to really pounce or ride on you. Example, Spotify leverages the new social media features to engage its audience. So anything new coming in, this and similar other brands are first to use that feature. And they will immediately create creative around and you will be glued to it. And that will get you viral. Data-driven decision making, I have told you earlier what is data-driven decision making. Here, based on what is shaping it up as a data, which is available to you through a real analytics tool, what can you do to gauge the behavioral change and how can you leverage those behavioral changes to optimize not only your resource allocation, but also the effectiveness of it. So key points to remember is, first of all, decide parameter on which you should analyze the customer data. Who should be your targeted customer? Okay, that is the first. Then the parameter on which the data will be evaluated, and then extract the data and see the trend that is change that is happening, and then thereby make your decision making more objective driven. Okay, and here the example of Netflix is given. Netflix, as I told you, notices my change in behavior, my change in type of content that I watch on that. And accordingly, it pops out the relevant program for me. So that's on the data-driven way of digital marketing. The power of digital is the audience engagement. Here, when you create a targeted communication, which is creatively developed, relevance is there. You make it an engaging content. And when you do that, and when it is released on any digital channel, what will happen when customer comes around that? He will surely not going to miss it out. He'll be induced to look at it, and that will improve your engagement rate. And when that engagement rate improves, the connection with customer, that is the relationship development that happens, and he will want to come back to you again and again. So that will lead to the traffic towards your digital property that will increase. And once that happens, short success is on the lead, etc. will happen. Nowadays, AI tool and various things allows also the personalized interaction. So look at that audience engagement power that digital marketing offers. What you should focus on is valuable content, not just the content. There has to be some relevance with which customer will receive it, will resonate with customer. Okay, encourage him to participate. He will want to voice his opinion. He will want to get involved. So that's what kind of an engagement you create. Once that happens, the likelihood of conversion rate, that will improve. As I told you, more he interacts somewhere or the other, the crack will happen. Crack in the sense, his stance of not buying you to trying you will happen. Here, GoPro is a camera making company, encourages user generated content. They allow you to upload on their site, okay, free of cost. And there are a lot of interaction, then you will get a feedback. The community, it is like building a community of this photographer. That way they create the engagement. Okay, and this engagement spans across different social media. So ideas are unlimited, but it's up to you to utilize, think and utilize. Optimize customer journey. As I said, ultimately it's a journey which matters. All touch points of the customer, have you covered or not? And there it should be a seamless journey. You should not have a troubled interaction with you. Okay, what he comes to you for should get achieved. I came to the Air India website to get my boarding pass. Did I get it? Then my journey is worthwhile. My experience will be fulfilling. So that way, fulfillment will lead to the satisfaction, and that repetition of it over long term makes me loyal to you. And not only loyal, I'll be advocate. I will tell 10 others. So that's what leads to the long term relationship based marketing, relationship, loyalty, word of mouth, etc. So that's a journey. How you capture it, how you connect and engage with it through digital marketing is very important. It's and complete journey understanding is required from the intention to the purchase. Have a consistency. This word is coming again and again. Relevance to the touch point. He is coming to a particular touch point to get particular information. Now feeding him other information will not serve the purpose. So that's what retention, engagement will lead to retention. Retention will create a lifetime of relationship, and that brings its own business for you. Okay, Amazon optimizes the customer's journey with personalized recommendations and seamless checkouts and all. The experience speaks for itself, as they say, and it is not only one transaction after transaction. So, and then they recommend people like you have also chosen this, seen this. There are so many things coming below once you create your search and your search related display. Below that, customer also looked for this. So it's like cornering you from various sites. Benefit of Amazon personalization. So this is what they have given. Okay. Leverage synergies between channels. Now you have so many channels available, so many platforms, tools available. Can you leverage the possibility of synergy, which could be cross promotional or through an integrated channel communication? Can you do something? Amplifies marketing message far and loud, okay, and reinforces the key message at various touch points. Importance, the digital marketing has facilitated what you call integrated marketing communication, IMC, and that is what digital marketing brings for you. Integration of a message, you know, using different channels, same message delivered effectively, that is the crux of your success. So what that you need to really coordinated content across multiple this thing. You can't have different message floating around. It's the same message, but if it is in a direct marketing, how do you? If it is a hoarding message, how do you? If it's a print, how do you? That of course is a challenge, but you can't have different messages circulated around. Okay, you have to understand platforms. You have to strengthen the impact of marketing thereby, because you are trying to integrate various things, and therefore understanding audience, how that unified message will influence him, that you should be also aware of. Example given to you is Red Bull uses content from extreme sports. Okay, extreme sports events, they paste it across YouTube, Instagram. They even generate, in the sense they create unbelievable incidences, events. So one of them I know, Stratos, that's a jump by the one person, expert in that, from the outer hemisphere of the earth. He jumps into the earth without anything, and he has that GoPro camera, and that was live streamed on YouTube. That record still stands. Only when he reaches on earth some meter above, he only opens a parachute. So you see that they create that kind of excitement, enthusiasm, etc. So that's what this example tries to tell you. Future proofing the business, being into the digital marketing, future proofing the business is feasible, where you constantly look for new technology, its adaptation platform, its adaptation, etc., and you leveraging it better than the competition will create a different niche for you, different path over the competition for you. And this path, once starts getting momentum, competition will be left behind. So what is happening is, overall your sustainability using digital marketing really many folds. So what you have to keep in mind is, anticipate the trend that is going to happen. Keep an eye on the new platform and the tool development. Continually innovate to stay ahead. The moment something new happens, how you are translating this into an opportunity for you, okay? And then adopt quickly to the changing customer expectation. So try and understand what is the expectation customer is into, and then convert that into something that you offer it as a solution. Here the Tesla example is given. Social media for direct customer engagement and announcement, bypassing traditional advertising. So that's what Tesla does. So having understood holistic approach of this digital marketing plan, we understand the importance of marketing plan. Overview, first of all, let's take this is, marketing plan is a very consolidated document. It's a strategy blueprint, okay? And therefore, it has to have the relevant section, relevant material in it that is clearly going to give an idea to the person as to what is the marketing challenge for which, what is the goal and the objective with which you begin your journey, and how it is getting rolled out, strategies, execution, monitoring, control, how this is happening. And that is what is the reason those who adopt to a very sound marketing plan based approach to their marketing, digital, including digital marketing, are successful organizations. So while you embark on this marketing plan development for digital marketing, set a clear direction for your marketing effort. Your marketing effort is towards lead generation, acquisition, retention. What is it? New customer, existing customer, more business. What is it? Ensure alignment with broader business objective. Broader business objective could be the growth, the profitability, etc. So how do you align that? And then have the roadmap. Roadmap will require you to have the resource allocation, budgetary provisions, etc., execution plan, all these things. So we will get into understanding key sections, not necessarily all of them, okay? However, okay, before that, there's a strategy guidance in the sense, while developing marketing plan, digital marketing plan, you have to keep in mind, it involves, you have to have the overarching organizational goal in front of you. With that, the objective, the roadmap should be clear. Once you have that, you have to know current state versus the future state. Whether are you there or you are away from where you should be, okay? That should create an idea about what steps you require, for which what is the focus you require. What is that high impact activity that will ensure that you reach closer to your planned place, planned objective, faster than what you did earlier. So that's what is a strategic guidance related requirement. Example, they've given Tesla strategic marketing goal, aim to increase electric vehicle adoption. People should embrace use of electric vehicle. So with that, they keep doing things. So their marketing plan will always focus on how to get more and more people, even non-believer, become believer of electric vehicle. Even non-believer should become believer of a automated driven vehicle. So like that, they do that. So key points helps in settling clear priorities. When you create a sound marketing plan, every stakeholders will know what they have to achieve. Okay, it will ensure all efforts contribute to the long-term success. Now, with clarity of goals and objectives, who's doing what, etc., long-term success also is a feasibility. And decision-making at every stage, people will know what will lead me to my goal and the set objective. There will not be any other subjective matter of decision-making. So, decision-making will be objective-driven. So, all will run in one direction. Marketing plan and resource optimization. So, what it means is that you have to have a proper use of time, money and manpower. There are three resources. Okay, manpower is a tangible. Money and time is intangible. Once it goes, it doesn't come back. So, how do you put them to good use? That is what is optimization. And now here that means, once you do that, input to output ratio will improve. So therefore, your return on investment will be better. Another way is to minimize the waste and maximize the output, that is effectiveness. So that's what it means when you talk about resource optimization. Example they've given is of Coke, you know, optimize the resource with targeted campaign. Take question every bit of it. Okay. Despite they will be knowing that this person is into this, you know, with Coke last since 5 years, but still evaluation means evaluation, input to output. Then only they are able to achieve what they have set themselves for. So here what it involves is you should know your strategic priorities first. And once you know, then you should have a clarity about what resources you need. For that, what is the budget you need? And do you have the concurrence for that from the management? Have you initiated the sourcing of resources and aligning the resources when it is needed? Are you able to go get that or not, etc.? So this will lead to impact in your marketing activities. And once that happens, cost efficiency also will also improvise. When you do things in a very streamlined manner, and earlier for after spending 20,000 you were getting say only 5 leads, now you may get 7 leads. So cost efficiency will improve.